Monday, May 11th, New York City. The blood spatter glinted colorlessly on the wood paneling, distinguishable only by the way it reflected the elevator's flickering fluorescent light. Grayson Gaines, NYPD Detective 3rd Grade, hiked up the legs of his suit pants and sat carefully on his heels. He stared at the grisly scene, trying in vain to picture how it should look. How it would have looked to him just one short month before. Blood was supposed to be red, damn it. The most vibrant stripe of the rainbow, the color of life and death. But these days, he couldn't see red even in his mind's eye, much less spattered all over this elevator car in which he crouched. The crime scene was devoid of all color. It was drab. Everything had been drab since that day in the park. The day that a figure appeared in the hallway outside, and Gray shook off the too fresh emotional avalanche. Now was not the time. "Mac," he acknowledged, not looking up. The two men had been partners for more than a year, and Patrick Murphy's casual gait and baggy suit were familiar to Gray, even out of the corner of his eye. Mac released a sound of queasy distress from deep within. The noise equal parts emotional and gastrointestinal. "Hell of a thing to see right after breakfast." He shifted his gaze to Gray, lowering his voice slightly. "Not to mention, your first day back on the job. Didn't expect you to beat me here." Gray shrugged, eyes never wavering from his inspection of the elevator. "You okay?" his partner asked quietly. Gray nodded, eyes tracing the pattern of spatter back down the wall to its source, or rather, sources. Two bodies, a man and a woman. Judging by what was visible of their hands, they were older, possibly elderly. Judging anything from their faces was impossible. Those faces had been so badly beaten they were no longer recognizable as human.